1027 Breakfast.
Now, we've got Reverend Shona with us. Good morning. Shona, how are you?
I'm much better, thank you.
Excellent, because you were not well last week.
No, had the flu bug.
That's never nice, that flu bug.
No.
You hopefully got a couple of days rest and right as rain now.
Absolutely.
Okay. What are we talking about this morning?
I want to talk about taking the next step.
Mm-hmm.
So we were down at the South Coast about 10 days ago.
Yes.
And one of my rituals is to just stand in the shallows and allow that water to wash over my feet, watch the waves at all different shapes and sizes coming in and flowing out, and allowing my thoughts to ebb and flow.
You and me are exactly the same. When the kids were young, I used to do exactly the same thing. They used to swim in the shallows, and I could just stand there with my cap and my sunglasses on and just, you know, sort of gaze into the ocean. It was fantastic.
It is. It's absolutely amazing. I don't even have kids as an excuse. So I just stand there.
Fine.
So I'm sure, as Parkia said, we all experience that. But if you stand still for long enough, your feet begin to get buried in the sand.
Mm.
With each wave, you sink deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
Every now and then, you have to pull your feet up and
yep.
move a little bit. You can't stand there for far too long. I think one of the things, and I've never tried it, but if you stayed long enough, I assume you would eventually get stuck.
Mm.
And maybe even drown, because it gets harder and harder to pull your feet out. Now, I wonder if you've seen this in life in various forms. Someone becomes so set in their ways that they can't or won't move. The longer they resist change, the harder it becomes to take that next step. Eventually, it ends up preventing them from living life to the full. In relationships, you can also get stuck and not evolve and grow in that relationship with the other person. We're all changing and growing all the time, and we need to keep moving. If you think of a child, as they grow, your relationship with them changes. I mean, you're experiencing that now, Parky.
Mm.
And I often say to parents who moan that their children are coming through in the middle of the night to sleep with them, don't worry. Long before they're teenagers, they're going to stop.
<That's>
Relationships
true.
Change and evolve. So why do we think that's different with our partners? If we're prepared to grow and change together, that relationship becomes stronger. Make the effort to grow and change. I also read recently that marriages don't necessarily end because of the fights, but because of the 10,000 fights that weren't had. And eventually the one who remains silent walks away. So we need to evolve, change, communicate, grow together.
Mm.
Depression, a much more serious and complicated subject, but I often call that the silent killer, not cholesterol. We all feel sad from time to time, but sometimes we need professional help to move. The longer one leaves it, the harder it becomes to ask for that help. That's what I've observed. Or even have the energy to ask for help. If we look in nature, and I'm going back to the sea, there are rocks along the shoreline. The waves don't stop at the rocks. They find a way around them.
Mm.
If we look at the weaver bird, and I've been watching the one in my tree, stripping my palm tree, when the female decides she doesn't like it, she rips that nest apart. The male doesn't throw his...
She's quite harsh. I mean, he's done all that hard work, and she goes, I don't like this, and just rips it apart.
Absolutely. But you don't see him lifting his wings up, throwing his feet in the air, saying, I'm not carrying on. What does he do? He just starts stripping my palm again and makes another one.
Yeah.
So kind. Life keeps moving on. No matter how much we'd like it to stand still, it doesn't.
Mm.
I think that we need to be careful not to get stuck for too long. Pause if we need to rest, but then take the next step and keep going.
I think that's a very, very true words. And I mean, many of us can get stuck, whether it be in our job, whether it be in our social life, whether it be in just what we're doing with our family.
Absolutely.
You got to pause, think, reset, and start again, right?
That's right.
Okay, there we go. Reverend Shona is back with you on Thursday next week. She's also back on Sunday morning between 6 and 5:30, and she'll be on our socials this morning from 9:00. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your week.
Thank you. You too.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.